NOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. More than half of Galena's 400 residents have evacuated as flooding from an ice jam on the Yukon River worsened yesterday. Power's been shut off as a precaution. There is no city water available. Jeremy Zedek with the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says a dike that protects the airport has been breached, but the runway is still usable. At least two helicopters have been sent to the community. He says no injuries have been reported. Ed Plum is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. Plum has been in Galena for the past few days, taking frequent flights to check the condition of the ice jam at Bishop Rock. He said yesterday the river level has fluctuated as the ice moves and compacts. Yesterday, the water was up to the roof line of some homes in what Galena residents call Old Town. He said a lot of homes in Galena are on pilings, and early yesterday, most just had water underneath the homes.
But then when we had third surge of water, even the higher homes, a lot of them started to get water in them. And the concern was that some of these homes may get lifted off their pilings or foundation and, you know, start floating. And that did happen. There were a few homes that we saw from the air and from the road here at the airport that have lifted off their foundation and are kind of tilted in the water.
Plum describes the scene in Galena as catastrophic and devastating. Governor Sean Parnell went to Galena last night and received briefings from residents who remain in Galena. A National Guard C-130 and a Black Hawk helicopter also went to Galena for evacuations. Myra Harris is from Galena. She and her daughter were evacuated Monday to Anchorage, where she's staying with her brother. She calls herself a Galena transplant. She and her family had just built a new home in Galena above the 100-year floodline.
We really don't have time right now to think about how much destruction that must be going on to her home, because it's there, it's happened, and I'm just going moment by moment.
Myra's husband, Jason Harris, has elected to remain in Galena, where some men are staying at the airport. With the historic flood, Harris says they saw bus-sized chunks of ice break like matchsticks. The Gwich'in word for Yukon means great river. Harris says it truly is.
The big lesson is that it is no respecter of persons. You know, the nature and the power involved. And at one point, we had heard in Ruby, the river was moving at 17 knots. So, you know, when the Athabascan talk about it as being the Great River, and they know what they're talking about. I mean, elders have seen various stages of the river, and it certainly lives up to its name.
And the threat is not over once the ice jam on the Great River breaks. There's currently a flood warning for Koyukuk downriver from Galena. When the ice jam breaks, the water is expected to rise significantly and flood downriver from Galena. A man suspected of killing an elderly Alaska couple and sexually assaulting their 2-year-old great-granddaughter over the weekend had been released from jail just hours earlier. Alaska Department of Corrections records show 24-year-old Jerry Andrew Active was released from jail shortly after 8 in the morning Saturday. The attacks on the couple and the toddler occurred less than 12 hours later. Active had been in the Anchorage Correctional Complex on a probation violation. He's been charged with murder, sexual assault, sexual abuse of a minor, and burglary. A judge set bail at $1.5 million. After 2 months of water issues, residents in Unalakleet may finally be able to drink water from their tap this week. Unalakleet City Manager Scott Dickens says he's waiting on the results of two tests from the Department of Environmental Conservation to come back. Three positive tests are needed before the department can give the go-ahead for residents to drink water directly from their taps. One test did come back positive, and right now it's a waiting game.
We've been on a boil notice since we had the water flowing in after the purge and stuff like that. It's been kind of just status quo lately, waiting for stuff to get completed.
Dickens expects for the two tests to be complete this week, and he's hoping to hear from the DEC as early as today. Parts of the original pipes put in the late 1970s broke this March and then kept water from reaching the water holding tank in Unalakleet. The break was found in April and a temporary overland pipe was put in place. With water now flowing into the tank and the tank nearly full, residents can use the water. If used for consumption, they must boil it first. And as for the broken water line, the city will repair the line once the ground thaws.
We're real close, though, to putting the broken pipe, you know, repairing the broken pipe that we bypassed this winter, spring.
The spring just hit Unalakleet this past weekend. The water issue happened in Unalakleet just days after Dickens assumed the job as Unalakleet city manager. As manager the past few months, he's kept his community informed through flyers, radio, email, and social media.
I post on my Facebook page just a quick update, and people repeat that around, you know, copy the message and share it along.
A new transmission line was the number one priority for the city of Unalakleet this past year. The city needs $12 million to begin construction on the new water transmission line. The Nome Board of Education approved a negotiated agreement with the Nome Education Association. The board made the final approval at last night's work session after stalled negotiations resulted in mediation with the NEA this year. Final changes in the agreement included pay raises, starting with the first-year teachers, as well as increasing other activity salaries, such as yearbook and pep band, by $250. The three-year deal is from July 1st, 2013 to June 30th, 2016. In other business, MAP testing scores for the elementary and junior high students were shared with the board last night. MAP, or Measures of Academic Progress testing, occurs in the beginning and end of each school year to determine how well students have learned in their grade level, ultimately preparing them for graduation. Both John Berkeley and Janine Sullivan read the scores last night and emphasized the strong correlation between poor school attendance and limited MAP growth. Parents will be receiving MAP test scores, and Superintendent Steve Gast says final results will be shared with teachers for the upcoming school year.
Teachers will be provided the MAP scores of their kids in their classrooms, and within those scores, it not only shows them reading levels, but it shows them where they're at right now, so teachers can start planning their lessons based on where those kids currently are so they can move them forward. And another term for it is differentiating instruction. By being able to see where all of our kids are in the classrooms, our teachers can do a better job of being able to move kids forward at the pace that they need so that we don't lose anybody in the process.
Additionally, last night, Superintendent Gass said he moved ahead with the Anvil City Science Academy to take a look at increasing student numbers. The big challenge, not enough bathrooms. Gass says some rearrangements and construction will need to be done to accommodate more bathrooms and more students. As such, increasing student numbers will not happen next year, but it is on the table. And the price of gold in New York is up $10.10 an ounce to $1,392.50. An ounce of silver up 20 cents to $22.57. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome a little ahead of schedule this morning at 8:46 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:42. It's unofficially 41 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.